If you don't want to eat it, you don't have to. It's you don't realise how ingrained these things are until you try and stop doing them.
Can you talk more about the effects of stress in your own experience throughout your life and what you learned on the course?
Well, I've always felt that a small amount of stress and your sugar levels go lower. A large amount of stress and your sugar levels really soar high. Now, I've kind of known this. I've known it as long as I've been aware of being stressed, and I have to say that my awareness of stress levels has certainly increased since I've got a visual impairment. And I do get stressed, particularly I travel an awful lot, and I don't enjoy travelling. And you know, our train services are rubbish, and I have to rely on booking assistance ahead of time, and quite often it's not there, or then if suddenly you have, you know, an unannounced stop and you've got to all change trains, things like this I find extremely stressful, and my sugar levels just soar after that, and it takes quite a while to get them back down again. And as I understand it, it's a bit like the sort of fight or flight thing, and adrenaline is produced if you're that stressed, and that pushes your sugars up, or yeah, basically.
Had you mentioned this to medical staff before you went on the Insight course?
Yeah, but it had never really been, and people didn't seem to regard it as an issue. I mean, with some of the things that I found, you know, it's like I have neuropathy in my feet, I have a sight impairment in my eyes, I have a heart condition, and I'm diabetic. But that means you have four different medical people looking at you, and I've been at times where different, you know, it's not just that they're in different hospitals, they're in different parts of the country, and even at times when they're in different countries, you know, you're never seen holistically. And for the first time doing this course, I understood, you know, I was talking to people who seemed to understand you as an entire person, and they were looking at all aspects of you, and that for me was well, very positive.
Has that continued since the course ended?
Well, not quite, because since the course ended, I had to go and see a heart specialist. Now, you end up feeling that you're kind of stupid because you don't know the connections between heart problems and diabetes. But I've not had them ever explained to me. They weren't explained on the course either, particularly. But I do think that people on the course perhaps didn't like going down the complications road, because I was sitting there with a guide dog, and I think other diabetics find that a bit nervous. They get a bit nervous about it. So we didn't really talk that much about complications. So going to see the heart specialist, you know, more or less the first thing he said to me was, well, someone your age who's had diabetes that length, well, this is what we'd expect. And, you know, it was very nice, etc. But, you know, that seemed to be the kind of, and suddenly it's like, oh, God, what else is going to go wrong? And why haven't I had this explained to me? Why don't I know this? You know, again, he's not really, he was seeing everything from a heart specialist's point of view. So whereas if I get cramp in my legs, the neuropathy guy, say, sees it from a nerve point of view, he sees it from a heart point of view, and no one's actually, you know, I'm just looking there, everyone's looking at it from their specialist point of view rather than from me as an entire person. I mean, as it turns out, the heart condition isn't particularly much, it's just put on by stress. But, you know, there we go on.